So we're looking at Siman Resh Ayin Aleph, Sif Yud Aleph, Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Nun Dalet. Okay, so here was a case where where the person only had one case. So this is all talking about because he has another case to use for after Shabbos for Havdalah. So that halacha that if you have one kais, use it by nighttime and not by daytime. This is all talking about the besides that there's one for Havdalah. But if not, so you should be mekadosh by night on pas and save the kais for Havdalah. The mutav nun hay is the ayir shachanar shakais who shir mitzumsum. So the case over here is that this curse, the one curse that you have, is only revius, and umemuzuk kabar, water's already been added, and there's no way to get any more out of it. If it's still concentrated enough, it's strong enough that you could use it belailo, on a revius, drink a mole lugma, which is half a revius, and then add water to the half of the revius and have revius left over. You took care of pogum, you have revius for Motzei Shabbos for Havdalah, right? So the case is no, that you don't have that option because the wine already has been memuzuk.
Was that objective or subjective? Does the Baal Bais think this is strong, while someone else might think it's weak?
My assumption is that it is objective. They had stronger wines, so they would.
But what is strong? We're not talking about the whole content, right? Second is grape juice. So what are we talking? Just the concentration of grape?
Yeah, it loses the wine flavor. But if you don't have that option, so you end up you only have one choice. So then, it's better you should put it away for Havdalah and use pas for Friday night. They disagree that we use it for Kiddush HaLailah. So now, if I have an option of using beer for Motzei Shabbos, which can function as Chamar Medina, so then, that's better to use the wine Friday night and say Kiddush, and then use the Sheikhar for Havdalah Motzei Shabbos. Kol Kol Yama of Dilan HaSheikhar, because she calls the Basim Reisag Yivov Sif Beis. Using Sheikhar for Havdalah works.
Sheikhar
is beer.
Oh.
Kiddush HaSheikhar Har B'Paskim Oisim. But we'll see that using it for Kiddush, that's not agreed upon. We got all the pass, and this was the Shulchan Aruch is suggesting say it Kiddush on bread. Mach Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam does not like that either. Can I feel a b'shakris toivet yosha shikadosh al yayin imesha sheikh al habdol? So not only are we going to say that the Kiddush of Friday night should override the Havdalah. If I have an option, say I have beer for Havdalah, so use the wine for Friday night. Not only that, even for Shabbos morning Kiddush, we'll use the wine for Shabbos morning, and we'll use the wine for Friday night, wine for Shabbos morning, and leave the beer, use beer for Havdalah. Meu. Mashurgul Kaddish basic lessons, we got Mahavdil, the Havdalah, which we do in Shul, Havdalah people are yotze with in shul. Kiddush nobody's yotze with. So if we're grappling with the wine, using the wine for Kiddush Friday night in the shul, or for Havdalah Motzei Shabbos in the shul, over there's no shaila you use it for Motzei Shabbos in the shul. Okay. Now, if I have after Meziga, I have exactly two cups worth. So I use one for Friday night, and I have one left over. What do I do? So what am I? I either leave it for Havdalah. So that means I'm not going to say Kiddush Shabbos morning. So you won't say Kiddush Shabbos morning. So what's when it comes to Kiddush, the Kiddush of Friday night is more significant than the Kiddush of Shabbos morning. Kiddush Halayla is Olive. Kilel Simon Zeh, Sev Gimel. Fine. Myshel Mishabur, the Cotton Chetz. Among Ram Hebe Bishem, Shiri Kiddush Gadola, the Table Kaddish, Al Kais Gadol. Shishar Ma'usa Kais, the Kiddush, Hayarmul Habdolo. Use a larger cup, and you'll have that over in the cup for the Kiddush Hayom and for Abdullah. The Hainu Shistachdenu B'chol Pam Shal Yipogim. Yom Shachris Abdullah Kais Katan Me'akodim Keshiyamole. You'll start with a larger cup. You'll drink out of it. You'll add water, and then you'll put it into a smaller cup, etc. Well, your Rabbi pick up a Bizeh Minig V'chemar Mordechai Me'mayim Bizeh B'Tayb. So the Tav Yerusha that lasts is Kamino again. So I'm not sure what the advantage of this minig is. Why he holds it better, I'm not sure what the advantage of it is. Okay. Fine. Sim and your sip your base. After Kiddush, so a person washes his hands, says Al Tilas Yadayim, and then you eat the bread. Zot Mechaber, Vim Noto Yadav Kedem Kiddush, Goli Daite, the Rifta Chabiba label, Yikadash Al Yain El Alapas. If a person washed before Kiddush, you have shown that you're like all excited about eating the bread already. So if you're excited about eating the bread, so then you have to make Kiddush on the bread. Zot Ramah, no. That's the Shulchan Aruch. So the Ramah Yeshem and the Chachil Yeshem to Yod of Kedem a Kiddush al Kaddish al Yain. They say Bedafka the opposite, that specifically wash before Kiddush and still mimic Kaddish on wine. Had a minig pasha but didn't say lo. And that's the minig, which actually that is the minig of the Yekkes, is that they wash before Kiddush and they still make Kiddush on wine. Night of Pesach, you can't do that because it's such a big hefsek. Okay, so that's how the Ramah understands it. The Mishabur is going to point out we don't do this. We do not follow this minig. We wash afterwards. Okay, so Zot Shulchan Aruch, Zot Mishabur Nunches. So after Kiddush, you wash your hands. B'loy Kaidim. You don't. Why don't you wash before Kiddush? Kiddush lo yafsik by Kiddush ben until sedayim la moitzi. Because otherwise, Kiddush will act as a hefsik according to this opinion. But even according to this shita, it's only the balabais who's saying the Kiddush that has the problem. But everybody else can rationally wash before Kiddush and listen to the Kiddush. Shemeya Ka'ina, and it's not considered an interruption between their washing and their hamotzi. So that there is such a there, so there's so that's not the minig that the Ramah is talking about. The Ramah is talking about even the Mekadosh washes before Kiddush. So the Balabais will wash, everybody will wash, the Balabais will wash, and they'll say Kiddush, and then immediately they'll say hamotzi afterwards. So there's no hefsek between the Kiddush and the hamotzi. But this case that we were talking about, that the Balabayas, the Mishabura, he should dafka not do that. He should dafka say Kiddush and then wash and say Amoitzi. But everybody else can actually wash beforehand. So, Be'etzim, well, we'll see that it's not a real bona fide hefsek because it's Tzarech HaSuda. So it's not worse than any, all the lachas of anything which is Tzarech HaSuda is not really considered a hefsek. It's just saying that to set up the chachila like that, so if a person to set up and then go through this whole paragraph of Kiddush, that's not considered appropriate. But to say amen, actually even the halacha, even to drink, is not considered a hefsek. This is what your student tells. The whole dining room would wash before Kiddush, except for the Mekadosh. And they would, he would be Mekadosh, everybody would drink, and then at meal he would go wash his hands and say amotzi. So there was very little interruption between the Kiddush and the Hamotzi. Otherwise, you'd have 350 people washing between the Kiddush and Hamotzi. It was a long gap. So that's how we did it. I have not seen that in other yeshivas, but that's how we did it. The whole dining room would wash before Kiddush, except for the Mekadosh. And while everybody was drinking from the Kiddush, the Mekadosh would go wash and then they'd say Amotzi quickly. The Rifta, so the Shulchan Aruch holds, if you wash beforehand, so you've indicated that you're washing beforehand indicates that you're excited about the bread, then you have to be Mekadosh on the pas. The Dafka Hocha, the Ikagam, now, Ikagam Ken Chashash, Hefzik, Shemekadosh Al Yain Lacher Netila, Koshiksav, the Mesivkat Nunches. This is only in conjunction with that there is some element of Hefzik in between. So you say, you know what, just be Mekadosh on the pas already. Abba Alma, Hechad Lonota Yodav, Mutta the Kadosh Al Yain, Afrif the Chavibula Yosim Yain. But even though I happen to like bread more than wine, the halachas you still make kiddush on wine. When the commandment of Sivan Reishayim Beis, Siv Tess, by God, by Mashuk Sav Nashom, about the halachas of Chavivus, that the Ben Otam holds, you never make kiddush on pas. So this, we're saying over here, because of Chavivus, you make kiddush on pas, it's clearly only in conjunction with the fact that there's element of Hefzik.
Who says because of Chavivus you make kiddush on pas?
The Shulchan Aruch. That shows he's interested in it because he washed, that's why he washed his hands. You see, he's in such a rush to get to the bread. Okay. The Ramos says no. The Mekadosh washes before Kiddush because it's not a Hefzik at all. So it's not a Hefzik at all. So then we're back to the rule that you always make Kiddush on wine, even if the bread is more Chaviv. The Sirla, the aim of Kiddush Mikri Hefzik, Kimachu Tarcha, Sud is not considered Hefzik. Kachi Kaddish al Yayan, Yishta Koy, Sacha Kachi Barcha Moitzi, Yibsa Pas. So wash, say Kiddush, drink, then say Hamoitzi, and eat the bread. Kim Lehner Hefzik, Sirla, the Ramah, the Toy of Linu Kay, the Chachilab, it's not a Hefzik, so then Adarab, it's the best thing to do. Shim the Kashayin lo Yayan. Furthermore, this way you're going to make a uniform approach. If you don't have any wine, you're going to wash before Kiddush anyway, because you're saying on the bread. So you might as well always wash beforehand. Shem d'kshein lo miyayim akadosh al pas, bal kerch l'tzarek lito yad of kardim and Kiddush, bal kein toiv lirin kein tomin bai fin echot. So the Robert says that, you know, socioeconomic commentary, but it sounds like that this wasn't so uncommon that they didn't have wine, they're making Kiddush and pas. He says, you know what? Let's just make it a uniform. I mean, less than many of you was Mekadosh and Pas. Right? But in their world, that was a common thing. So we might as well make it a uniform thing. You always wash it for Kiddush, whether you're making Kiddush on the Pas, or Kiddush on the Yayin. Because either way, it works. Doing the Mezigah between the Netila before Hamoitzi, that actually is considered a Hefzik. Why? The kim the tzarich l'datik yafa shimza kedarka. You have to make sure you do the right amount. Shaloi yechasim shaloi yosit havi hesachadas. So now you're busy focusing on preparing the wine. So that's you're not thinking about the bread anymore. So that you should not do. That you have to do before you wash. Rabbah says that's the minig vein l'shanis, except for the night of Pesach. So the Mishabura, however, that's what the Ramos says. But Rekamah Akhrenim, because of the Tvei Odev, L'chadchila, the Kaddish, Al-Yayin, Kodim, and Sisadayim, not like the Ramos, but you should say Kiddush first and then wash. Kadas HaMechaber. Zayotim Ideinu L'chol HaDeyus. This really accomplishes all Shitas. What you're supposed to do. Kamakarim is Noga, Kedivreyim. Many places do have the Minog like these other Akhrenim. Miyim Karnot, Yodav, Kodim, and Kiddush. Bezay Yeshlas, is Kodim, and Ramos, Pikein, Kaddish, Al-Yayin. But that much we'll accept the opinion of the Ramah. If a person did wash before Kiddush, he does not make a Kiddush on the bread like the Shulchan Aruch says. He makes Kiddush on the wine. The only exception to this is the night of Pesach. Mishum she'oz ma'afsik en harbe b'mir sagada ad asura. So that's considered a very long interruption. Kasav derech chaim im mekadosh al pas lahutigam hashemim. Shem hashem shi'chavnu lotzitzkam b'birchas hamoitzi. There was a minute some people had that they said their own hamotzi. You see by the chassidim that Taka do that, that each person says their own hamotzi. So the Makadosh says, if the case is Makadosh and Lapas, so he's going to say hamotzi, and then he's going to say Kiddush. Then he's going to finish, and then each person is going to make a hamotzi when they get their bread. But for them, they heard Kiddush and then hamotzi, which is out of order. They have to hear hamotzi and then Kiddush. So even though normally the minig is, they're saying the minig was to say hamotzi afterwards, in this specific instance, they should not do that. They should have come on to be yotze with the hamotzi of the Mekadosh in order that the Kiddush should be in the right order, which is hamotzi, and then Kiddush, not Kiddush and then hamotzi.
Doesn't the
Balabas
wash, make Kiddush, and then
Motzi? No. The case would be Mekadosh al-Pas.
Ah.
The case would be Mekadosh al-Pas, so you say Motzi, that now that's in place of the Rippey Gophin. So he says Motzi, and then he says Kiddush. Yeah. Right, so the problem is, everybody else is going to hear Kiddush and then say Motzi to themselves. So they have to wash beforehand also. Because otherwise they should not, how could they have come on to be yotzei with the moitzi? Now that's not 100% correct. Because actually it's in a case where a person has been yotzei, the balabais is saying a moitzi, the person hasn't washed yet, and here's the balabais saying a moitzi, he could actually be yotzei with the moitzi of the balabais, wash, say al tis yadayim, and then eat. So, but that's not the chachilo. That's definitely not the chachilo. So, yeah, fine. Sef Yud Gimel. Sarach Lishas Kamikosh Hakiddush Kamali Lugmav. So, a person has to drink from the kais. It's enough liquid, the person can move it to one side of his mouth, into one side of one cheek, and it'll look full. That's Molei Lugmov. V'hu Ruba Sharavis. In general, that shear is Ruba Sharavis. Okay. Zakti Meshavur. Tzarech Lishtos. V'im Lav is Lo Yatza. If they do not drink, Mali Lugmov, you're not yet to the midst of Kiddush. Why Mali Lugmov? The Binan Shir Choshev, Tetishyasev Daito Ayereze. The Gemara says in Yuma that the Shir for Shia and Yom Kippur is Mali Lugmov because the Isser is take the person is supposed to be Ma'an himself. And Ashalo Lo Yu'unab means he's Misyashev Daito. So the Gemara says that even if the Chiyav on Yom Kippur, Chatish Yosef in the Torah, but the Chiyav on Yom Kippur is more than a Kazayit, it's a Kikos Sevis. And the Chiyav for Shtiyah on Yom Kippur is Molei Lugmov. That's when the person drinks that amount, he starts feeling a little bit settled. He's not Ma'una anymore. So that's the Shir which Chazal gave us for not being Ma'una, which means being Misyashiv Daite, Yisuvei Daite. So that's the Shir which Chazal Machai for Kosha Bracha, that you have to drink a shear of Mali Lugmov. So, what is that? You move it to the one cheek, etc. Vahu? No. Vahainu, some above. Rasul Arman, Labinin, Shem, Mali Piv, Mamish, Mishneh, etc. It doesn't have to be Mali Lugmov, plural. One cheek is enough. Okay. Now we're going to see in the next sif that there is a sheet which holds that you can. It's the curse has to have a mali lugmov of it being drunk, right? So you can be mitzar of all of the mesubin there. Of each one of the, there's four people sitting there, and each one drinks. Let's say for argument's sake, a revius is a revius is 4 ounces. Right. So then Mali Lugmov is 2 ounces. So he drinks a half an ounce and half an ounce and half an ounce. Together they drank 2 ounces. We'll see in the Sif Yudal, there's a sheet that was all that's good enough. So this explanation over here of Yisuvei Daite obviously is not relevant because nobody's getting Yisuvei Daite, but each person drinking a half of an ounce. So this explanation is going on the sheet which holds that one person has to drink a mother lugmov to be yotzei l'halacha b'kiddush, etc. Okay, so this shear of mother lugmov so he said you don't have to fill up both cheeks, fine. Bahu samazayin. Mashir zadaya feel im hoya kos godel shamaxa kamrivios. This shear is nothing to do with the size of the kais. The kais can be very large. The shear still remains in Mali Lugmov. Now, why is he speaking this out? Because by Dalakaisis, that's not true. Dalakaisis, there's a machlaikis, and there's a sheet of Dalakaisis that there's a locha of Rav Kais. So if your kais holds a revius, and Mali Lugmov is the majority of a revius, and your kais holds a revius, so the Rav Kais and Mali Lugmov are the same shear. If your kais holds two revius, so Rav Kais is twice the shear of a Mali Lugmov. So by Dal Kaisis, there's a sheet which holds that you need Rav Kais no matter how big your kais is. But over here, by Kiddush, that's not true. Everybody agrees that all you needed is Mali Lugmov. Pointed out by the night of the Seder, so over there, actually, the halacha says it's a chila person should drink. According to that shita, you should drink kola kais, and b'diavad rov kais. So if a person takes a kais which holds just a revius, that's great. A person takes his nice, you know, he has his aunt Miriam gave him this, you know, beautiful kais for his bar mitzvah, which holds 9 ounces. It's not a chesed to use it by the night of the Seder, you know. So then your kola kais is 9 ounces. By the time you finish by the fourth kais, you know, you're sick. Right? You use a 4 ounce cup, you know. We spent a long time searching out to finding 4 ounce cups. So we have like glass cups that are 4 ounces to use for the Seder. The Moshe shear for Revius, for the Rices, he says the shear is 4.4 ounces, and for the Rabbanon, it's 3.3 ounces. So the Dal Kais is the Rabbanon, except for Friday night, the first Kais is Kiddush, which is the Rices, so you need a larger Kais. But other than that, the shear is 3.3 ounces. You got a 3.5 ounce cup, you're good to go. Okay, so it's Rubash or Revius. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says that this statement is not really 100% correct. Because Mali Lugmov is actually defined in Yom Kippur, based on each person. Whereas the Halacha of Kikur Sevis is a standard amount for any person. And the Morris says some interesting concept. The Morris says, well, how does that work? So you take, you know, your 150-pound guy and your 300-pound guy, and they both have Yishuv Adas with the same Kikos Eves. Oh, Melech HaBoshan has Yishuv Adas with the Kikos Eves. Morris says, he has Yisubi Daite a lot, Yisubi Daite a little bit. I'm not sure what those words mean. How do you have Yishuv Adas a little bit and Yishuv Adas a lot? But whatever it means, but that's what Morris says. But by Mali Lugmov, that's not true. Mali Lugmov, it's totally in the shear of each person. So Agmel Chaboshin's Mali Lugmov is more than this 100-pound fellow's Mali Lugmov. So we say, Rubash Orvius, Hanab on the Benini, Machzik Shirokach. By an average person, that's the amount. Okay? It's Mali Lugmov. On the Godel, the Yaiser, Misharin, and Mali Lugmov today, the Fi Godloi, a larger person. We measured according to him, but more than revius you never required. So this guy is a very, very big person, very, very big mouth, and his mother lugmov is a revius and a half. No, that you don't have to do. You can't be able to drive a revius, but a revius is enough.
That means a bigger cut, because he has to actually have a revius. Or you say, no.
Just drink the whole cut.
Just drink the whole cut.
Right. Now, so how big is a revius? Bida, the sheer revius who kamat loy shtei klipos mibeya benin ishel tarnagalus, who sheer beyo mechza ima klipa. So the sheer revius really is an egg and a half. When we say egg and a half, we mean together with the klipa. So if you would take eggs without the shell, which are smaller, and you'd use that for displacement, so it would be almost two eggs worth, because the klipa adds a certain amount. How do we know this? The loy yoshisha beim, Kedisa Gemara. Revius Eloi Gubei Omechsim. When you say Revius, Revius really is a contraction. It's half a phrase. We just use it so common. We refer to Revius. Revius means Revius of Eloi. It's a quarter of Eloi. And the Mor says that Eloi is six eggs. So your math is not hard to figure out. Six eggs divided into four parts is an egg and a half. Okay. V'yesh Machmir Ma'oid Binyan Hashurim. So this is when the Mishabura, the first time Mishabura over here in Hilchos Shabbos wades into this issue of how big are the shurim. Says so you should know there's some people which are machmir and they say rechichu the beim and niskatnu b'zmanenu the machzis b'mashoyi b'me'a gemora. This is the Nazir Behuda who says it in his Sefer Tzlach and set this psochim. It's also one of the Rishonim already raised this aura that the gemora doesn't stim. The more it gives two ways to calculate, and when we calculate the two things out, there's clearly something changed. So they suggested that what has changed is our eggs nowadays that we're using to measure are smaller than their eggs. Lakein shir revius hubi kiflayim, and therefore, if I'm measuring it with eggs, I would have to double the amount. As opposed to measuring it as an egg and a half, I'd have to measure it as three eggs. We pass in that a kazayis were machmer. Kazayis is a chatzi beya. Well, how big is the beya? So how big is your kazayis? Depends how big your beya is. So if we're saying that our egg that we're using is not the right size, so then our kazayis has to be larger. There's a long beralach over here, which he says, he talks about this issue. And so anybody, when it comes to the rices, he says you should be machmer. By the rabbanon, you can be mekel. So kiddush of Friday night, which is the ikar kiddush, is the rice, even though the halacha of drinking wine is the rabbanon. But we saw before that already. We look at the whole package as a derisa. So the kiddush of Friday night, you should be machmer the larger shear. At least after everything is said and done, you should hold at least like two bayim. Again, you drink malay lugum according to you, not according to the river revius. In time, it has to be drank basically in one very close proximity. So there are two shurim of zmanim. There's one kedei achilas pras, which is the we use in general when it comes to achila. When it comes to shtia, there's a machloikis which we had before. Do we measure shtia also as based on kedei achilas pras, or shtia has its own measurement of time? So eating can be spread out over kedei achilas pras, which is achila. The time it takes to eat a pras, which a pras is a certain size of an amount of bread, it's a half of a loaf. The plug is how big the loaf is. It's either six bayim or eight bayim. So half a loaf is either three bayim or four bayim. That's the pras we're talking about. The time it takes to eat a pras, you have to eat a kazayas, and the time it takes to eat a pras. How big a pras would say is three kebayas worth of bread. So a person would be eating straight would take him X amount of time, and you could eat your kazayas over that amount of time. That's by achila. But by shtia, there's a machloikas. Do you say it's totally in a kedei achilas pras, or totally in kedei shtias revius? Which would mean what a person would normally do when he's drinking revius, he's not, you know, doing a little sips, he's basically drinking it down in two gulps, two or three gulps, he's going to get down. So how long does it take? It takes 30 seconds, right? It takes 40 seconds. So that's how long you have to drink your share malei lugum. And that if you're not going to be machmer on that shear, but the other shear you have to be machmer on, then it cannot be more than kedei achilas pras. So if I drink my malei lugum, I'm sipping it out slowly over a 10-minute period, I got a problem. So a common issue we have with that is if they would make kiddush on schnapps as opposed to making kiddush on wine, so it's much stronger alcohol content, much higher alcohol content, and they would drink it more slowly. So that's going to create, you have to be careful was not lechatchila to get involved in Kadeshis Revias, and b'diavad not more than Kadeshis Pras. How long is Kadeshis Pras? So the Chassam Sofer says that, you know, his rise both different ways. He says it's the minimum amount that it could be is 2 minutes, and the longest time it could be possibly is 9 minutes. Ramosha and Achuba says that's being the Mishaburim Savos, the Mashal, that's 9 minutes is not the kula. Nobody holds 9 minutes the kula. 9 minutes is the Gaila Chumra and Yom Kippur, when you're eating and you want to make sure that it's two separate achilas and the person is feeling decent, he should wait 9 minutes between achilas. Do you mock around that on the Chassam Sofer? But nobody holds that that's a shir you'd be samakan. You eat your kazayis and matzah, kadei achilas pras. 9 minutes, no way. That's not the shir. Even in Yom Kippur, Ramosha, you know, says, you know, there are shirim which seem to be much more oiske cheshbin than halacha lemaisa. So those of you listening to my daily halacha, I spoke about this recently. I don't know exactly when, sometime in the last half a year. Exactly how to calculate the time exactly this process, but. Ramosha seems to say that the shear of four and a half minutes is a reliable shear for Gadatilis Pras.
Of eating.
So that means the mashal of a person is sitting down to a meal or a snack and he eats a kazayas, in 4.5 minutes he can say bracha achrona.
Oh,
if a person eats his kazayas over 9 minutes, he probably shouldn't say bracha achrona. Right? So I'll just give you one example of this shayla. So granola. Granola is a fascinating shayla. First of all, granola is a shayla whether it's a mazonis or whether it's a repi adama. If it's a mazonis, then the bracha achrona is alamichya, so that's easy. If it's adama, because what takes the grains and makes them from adama? The more so, if you take you cook the grains and you eat it, it's the distinct kernels. So you make adama, it's a repi adama. What makes it into mazonis? When it binds together and it becomes like a mass. So that you make an oatmeal, you make a farina, so that's a mazonis. Over here it's bound, it binds together, not because the natural thing, which like the gluten, whatever it is, which pulls it together, is because you put honey there and you made it stick together. It's not naturally binding together. Is that called bound together or not? So that's a shadow, whether it's a mazonis or whether it's an adoma. It remains adoma. It's like, you know, it's distinct kernels, which, you know, so you make a granola bar. But let's say you hold it to adoma. So we saw before in Hilchos Brachos that there was a sheet of Tosis. Tosis says, the mice, it's from the one of the minim, which, it's one of the shivas aminim. Chita and Sa'ara, right? So is in the pasuk, and we say all of the five minim really are included under the umbrella of chita and tzara. So it's one of the shivas aminim. Shivas aminim get a special bracha achrona. They get a bracha mein gimel. So Tosfos says that the correct bracha achrona for hadama of the five minim of grain is bracha tashem al kenem al chalam alu adama ba pri adama ba tinu basa sodeh ba eretz kamatoy berukav etc. That's the bracha achrona because. It's not mazonis, gets alamichya, but you can't say regular benefoshes because it's one of the shivas. It's one of the shivas aminim. So you have to say al adoma al pri adoma. Tosfos says. So Shulchan Aruch says that it's better. Therefore, not it's only nitoch hasuda not to get involved in the suffix bracha achrona. So one eitza is so a granola bar that they sell the I measured it by the older ones. Now they're even smaller. So one bar is not a kazayis. So you eat one bar, and then you wait 5 minutes to eat another bar. You're not chayav on a bracha achrona, so then you know then you can eat, you don't have to eat the toch hasuda. You won't eat any bracha achrona. So then you have no problem with what the correct bracha achrona is. Okay, the bir halacha does get involved over here in trying, you know, cheshbonning out this issue of the tzlach of these katan abayim, etc. Now I just want to point out, you know, this is the tzlach's measurement. The tzlach measurement, he came out at exactly half. You know, when you see, like the Ramosha says, you know, the larger shear is 4.4 and the smaller shear is 3.3, there's something wrong with that math over there. Ramosha did his own measurements, and he didn't come up with exactly half. He came up with, it's talking not the same, but it's not that type of discrepancy. So he came out that you would use, you know, those are the shear that you would use. There are two ways to measure, the two ways to measure the more it gives us. We know the relationship between the kibayim go into revius, and etc. We know that measurement. We also know that how many saw fit into an area of a mikvah. 40 saw fit into the area of a mikvah, which is an amah by an amah by 3 amas. If you're doing your math backwards, so you can figure out how large the area should hold the revius. There's 6 bayim in a lug. There's 4 lug in a kav. There's 6 kav in a saw, etc. You do the math. So that's what Lotzach did. He did the math. Then he measured out that area. It's 2 etzbas by 2 etzbas by 2.7 etzbas. That's the calculation. He says he measured it out. And then he measured it based on the eggs, and it came out to be the eggs were like half of the amount that he measured out when he did it by fingers. So he said that was his problem. That was the stock's problem. So you can do those calculations based on figuring how big your fingers are supposed to be, etc. You do the measures out. It comes out. It's not exactly this number of a half. That's why you'll see different shiurim which they give. Okay, let's hold it here.